Record-setting job creation. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News has what President Biden says more than 8 million since he took office. April came in a little better than expected. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers live.
Dave, that hiring streak is continuing. Employers adding 428,000 new jobs in April. That's a dozen straight months of job growth above 400,000, while the unemployment rate is hovering near a half-century low at 3.6%.
But Lillian, I see there is more selling on Wall Street.
Yes, unfortunately, Dave. For some investors, that strong jobs report is overshadowed by worries about inflation and interest rate hikes. And in fact, some seeing that it could give the Fed more room to be aggressive. Now to the hemorrhaging on Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 420 points, S&P off by about 68, and NASDAQ is down more than 270.
In that statement that the president put out, he also said inflation and high prices remain a challenge, and it's a top priority for him. Ukraine says more civilians have been able to flee the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol as Russian forces battle Ukrainian troops holed up in a steel plant. The Pentagon's denying a report. U.S. intelligence directly led Ukraine to kill a dozen Russian generals. Spokesman John Kirby says
Ukraine combines information that we and other partners provide with the intelligence that they themselves are gathering on the battlefield.
Rudy Giuliani, the Trump lawyer who worked for the president trying to overturn the 2020 election results in court, is a no-show today at the Capitol. He won't talk to the Democrat-led House committee probing the January 2021 riot.
Rudy Giuliani, former President Trump's personal lawyer, made the move to cancel today's appearance before the House committee when they refused to let him record the session on video. It unravels months of negotiations. His lawyer says they'd agreed to talk about things other than his conversations with the former president or things he believes are covered by attorney-client privilege.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Giuliani is under a subpoena. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Again, there is more selling on Wall Street. The Dow is down almost 500 points. Despite better-than-expected hiring last month, all the big gains that started the month of May earlier this week wiped out and then some. The price of oil's rising again today, another dollar, close to $110 a barrel, while gas goes up another 3 cents. AAA's national average for regular is $4.28 per gallon. That's just a nickel shy of March's record. Diesel hit another all-time high today, $5.51 a gallon. It has surged 33 cents since last Friday. A year ago, diesel was only about $3. There's an update on the man who made history getting the heart of a pig put in his chest.
57-year-old David Bennett Sr. died in March. He had been considered a medical marvel because he was the first human to receive a heart transplant from a pig. And while his physicians say recovery from surgery was going well and he wasn't showing signs of organ rejection, Bennett grew ill and died. Now they say the pig's heart transplanted contained DNA of a virus. While it's not yet known if the virus caused the illness, the heart was swollen when examined. A true cause of death is still being sought. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Four astronauts are getting used to gravity again this morning.
And splashdown.
Dragon Endurance carrying first week.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed safely off the coast of Tampa, Florida, just after midnight, bringing four astronauts home from the International Space Station.
It's been an absolute honor to support you on your mission, Endurance crew, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
The three Americans and one German spent 6 months living and working on the orbiting lab. For Elon Musk's SpaceX, that's two crew launches and two splashdowns in barely a month.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.